Hold on a moment. Let me check my pack. I want to make sure I have everything. No, I know. There's no reason why I shouldn't. I checked it when we set off, and again when we stopped to drink earlier. There are no holes in it. The flap is secure. There is no reason for me to think anything might be missing. And yet, I have this nagging feeling. It's as though I've forgotten something, but it's not exactly that feeling. Something else, something I've not felt before. It is like that feeling when we first decided to go away together, but amplified to such a height that it is filling me entirely. Why should I be so afraid? I've faced many great dangers in the course of defending my homeland. Yet here I am, heading into a city, a bastion of civilization on the Sword Coast, away from the dangers of the wilderness. Yet I feel more afraid than ever. Anxiety. Perhaps it is. It isn't a fear like I might feel when faced with a pack of goblins or a wolf. What is it that I'm scared of? What is that? It's the unknown. That's it, isn't it? This isn't something I've ever had to be afraid of before. No. Stupid, isn't it? But my people, we were always so deeply connected with our tiny corner of the world. Dangerous as it was to live out there, surrounded by beasts and treacherous lands, we knew it all. Any threat we might face, we could draw on the knowledge of our ancestors who might have faced the same threat dozens or hundreds of times. There was nothing unknown about it. But this, a city, that which is so mundane for the thousands that live there, is, to me, something alien. So alien that it's terrifying. Hundreds of thousands. Dear gods. I've never thought about, never even imagined, so many people all in one place. How can there be so many on Toril, let alone in one settlement? My village was made up of a few hundred. That's all I've ever known. No. Even when we did communicate with other elven communities, which was rare, I was never involved. I never stopped to consider the numbers. Oh my. My dear, I feel so ill prepared. No, we mustn't turn back. I don't want you to feel as though you are doing me wrong by bringing me here. I'm still excited to see more of what this world has to offer, and doing it with you is infinitely better than doing it on my own. If you were not here, have no doubt. I would turn tail and return once I came. I would rather face the harshness of the wilderness than that terrifying sprawl on my own. With you, though, I feel I can do anything. It's scary, yes, but I am sure I can do it. Thank you for tolerating yet another pause. I trust we are not far from the city. Is that it I can hear on the wind? That low rumble? I thought as much. When I started hearing that, I thought we must be near. That's when the anxiety, such as you've named it, set in. Let's keep on walking. The longer I wait, the harder it will be to start again. I recall you said the city, Baldur's Gate, wasn't it, is on the coast? Yes, I feel from the quality of the air that we are still high up. I wonder when the city may come into view. Yes, that's what I was thinking. If we are near it, as your map says, we may finally lay eyes on it when we crest this hill. I'm eager to spy the source of my anxiety, that I may make my peace with it before delving in. It's only a few hundred more yards. Let's run. Yes. Come on. Wow. By the Oak of Rillafane. This is incredible. The size of it. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Nothing even remotely similar to this. And people built this. Whew. And I thought the palace of my people was an impressive structure. Even from this distance, I can see countless buildings, larger and more beautiful than it. Thank you for showing me this place. Thank you. I feel the world changing around me, or rather my view of the world, my entire knowledge of its scope and its peoples. This will cause me to rethink it all. I'm grateful to you. No, I know. You didn't build this place, but you are showing it to me. For whatever reason, like gods only know why, you chose to pluck me from what more and more feels like a rural backwater, that place which once held me in its spell, and show me how much more there is. And we've only just got started, haven't we? This is just one of many things we may explore together. Oh, I couldn't be more excited. As long as I have you by my side, I'll be able to face anything. Let's press on. If we make a good pace, I feel we'll be within the city boundaries within an hour. What is it that you will show me first? You've told me so much about the city that I feel I cannot recall half the things that took my interest. This is incredible. The smells of this place alone. Forget the sights and the sounds, you hadn't said anything about the smells. Well, smell is... I use my sense of smell all the time. Different areas of Or Enial had different smells, and variations in those scents could tell me of the condition of the area, what beasts had travelled through. It was simple and easy to interpret. The smell of this place is overwhelming. Hundreds or even thousands of such strong scent signatures all at once. And this is just a smell. With eyes and ears open, too, becomes entirely impossible for me to make much sense of this place. A good thing I have you to help me, otherwise I fear I would feel entirely lost here. With you to steer me right, what might elicit terror instead inspires curiosity and wonder. It's hard not to point at every other thing and ask you what it is, but I don't want to seem like some Lithbin. A boy, barely ready to be fitted with his first bow. Do you have a particular destination in mind? Or are we just wandering aimlessly? Honestly, I am fine with it being the latter, if that's the case. Wandering aimlessly in a place like this seems like it would be very rewarding in itself. I used to love wandering the forest, and here there is so much more to see. Elf Song Tavern. How fitting. I have heard of taverns in stories, places where adventurers go to rest after a long day of exploring dungeons and slaying dragons. There are no such places in elven settlements, or at least not in the one I am from. We have no need of them. There is a common area for eating and drinking, but I don't imagine it's much at all like the taverns and inns of the stories I've heard. While many of the stories include details about what people might get up to in such establishments. Eating and drinking, of course, that goes without saying. But other things besides. I understand that they often have rooms in which, after paying a small sum, you may stay for the night. You and whoever else you may be traveling with. Is that right? So I suppose, perhaps that is our plan. If this Elf Song Tavern is comfortable, we could stay there tonight. This is so exciting. I'm giddy with excitement, which surely to you sounds so foolish. I imagine spending a night in a tavern is something you have done countless times. Not with someone like me, indeed. What will we do when we get there? I don't know what is customary. I'm so unfamiliar with all of this. I'm used to knowing everything about the environment around me and what I'm going to do next. What I might do in every possible eventuality, but here, I'm at a complete loss and relying on you entirely. So, please, lead me right. A drink. Well, okay. I am thirsty. I had the last of the water in my canteen over an hour ago, assuming we'd be able to top up here. What sort of things are they likely to have? Just water, or perhaps some sap? My people would often tap the birch trees of the forest. Its sap made a fine drink. Ale. Oh, I should have known. Another element straight out of a storybook for me. No, I have never had it. Any kirstiasa, alcohol I think in the common tongue, was imbibed very rarely as part of a ritual ceremony. We never brewed ale. Well, I would never admit this to anybody of my village, but I may have occasionally pilfered a little elverkist from the supply. It was usually drunk as part of a ritual with a prayer being said over it, but it was just as good, perhaps even better, taken when it wasn't supposed to be. I haven't done that for years, though, and when I did, I took only a little, enough to feel a warm glow. Otherwise, my people value remaining unsullied. Perhaps that's another thing I will enjoy leaving behind. I'm not even sure what you mean by can you handle your booze, so perhaps my not knowing answers the question? Oh. I hope you aren't planning on making a fool of me. You'll stop me from doing anything stupid, won't you? I don't want to come into the city for the first time and become renowned as a raucous drunkard. No, I suppose if the place is as you described, being a raucous drunkard is exactly how one might fit in. Is it nearby, this place? There is a smell on the air, reminiscent of Elverkist in a certain way, though more pungent. Oh, yes, I see the sign. Another thing that is so strangely alien. There was no need for such signage in my village. Everybody knew where everything was, and we didn't have visitors. I suppose this sounds ridiculous, being unfamiliar with the very concept of signs, but we truly had no need for such things. Is it customary for tavern signs to have a painting on them, like that? It's a thing of beauty and great artistic talent, but hung there so casually. This world is full of surprises. Will you lead the way? As I once led you through my forest, you must lead me into this fine-looking drinking house. I feel as though I'm getting a few funny looks. Why is that? Am I unwelcome? Oh. What is it about what I'm wearing? This is the traditional garb of our people, or at least those of us assigned to keep watch on the outer perimeter, as I was. I haven't taken much note of the clothes of those around us. I suppose I am very green. And the leaves. Yes, I see what you mean. Well, then, you shall have to help me figure out replacements. I'd rather not go around drawing attention to myself by being dressed as a creature of the forest. How does one find new clothing in a place like this? Of course, I forget just how mercantile humans are. Yes, of course, buying new clothes would be the way. You shall have to take me shopping then.
Evening, patrons. Oh. Will it be?
Oh, my friend here, Will.
Blow me down, you are a nervous one. Just a drink and ale, if you're begging my pardon, mister. There's no need to worry. But okay, your friend's doing the ordering, I see. What are you two having then?
Comes in pints. Rillafane, preserve me. I wouldn't drink a pint of water in one sitting, unless I was dying of thirst. Is it normal to order an entire pint of ale to oneself? Well, looking around, I see that it is. That fellow over there has a pint in each fist. Am I to survive this night? Well, it might be the first of many for you. For me, we'll see. You must remember, this is not something I have done before. Some of our naturally derived remedies are reduced in their efficacy if taken frequently. I suspect that it may be the same for ale, in which case I imagine you have quite the head start. My gods, it's even bigger up close. Well, here we go. of course, Elden Gilliviel. Gilliviel comes in because he was making so much noise, and Danelion just freezes with his arms full of acorns. He tried to tell her that I put him up to it, but I was already on my way out the back door. He was so frightened of getting in trouble that his lung collapsed. Oh, no. He was fine. We're elves. The funniest part is the acorns were junk. They'd all gone bad. They were only being kept to use as fertilizer. Gilliviel had him tilling the fields the next day. Oh, what a fool. I do miss him. He was one of those that chose to leave the village. I should have gone with him. I wonder if he's here somewhere. Ah, no, doesn't trouble me unduly. It was all a long time ago, even in elven terms. Besides, what do I need someone like him for now? I have you, and you have done an excellent job of turning me from a wise, sober sage of the forest into whatever mess I am now. No, I think on the whole this is probably good for me. But at least tonight, you may have to carry me to my bed. our bed. We're sharing, then. Well, well. That will make a nice change from placing our bedrolls next to one another. The rooms are upstairs, aren't they? I would say that I don't know how I'm going to sleep with all this noise right below us, but sleeping... Oh, sleeping is not what's on my mind right now. No. I had heard about some of the effects of human drinks like this, but not how much desire it would make me feel. Gods above, I want to kiss you. Was this your plan all along? Well, that's fine by me. You've drunk twice what I have. I'm sure you must be feeling the same thing, no? Normally, intimacy, even as much as kissing, is an intensely private thing for me, but... Well, right now it seems like every other table is playing host to a couple who have no problems enjoying themselves. Some of them... Some of them are even more than a couple. I wouldn't mind a little public affection. I thought you wouldn't either. Why don't we finish this ale and head upstairs? The room's all paid for. I took care of it when I was getting these drinks. And yes, it just has one bed. I knew you'd want to share. Actually, to hell's with the drinks. I need you now.